Hi, I'm Paul Woodedge, D-Day historian, a battlefield tour guide in Normandy, France. I offer tours of the D-Day landing beaches of 1944 along with my partner Magali. If you would like to find out more, see my website at ddayhistorian.com and my partner Magali's at ddayforyou.com. I am proud to be supporting the Ross Owen Show.
This is Ross Owen.
Virus database has been updated.
This is Ross Owen. They really know their shite.
Why, this is bigger than the Whispering Steeple in Kansas City.
This is Ross Owen.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
7 years of college down the drain.
This is Ross Owen.
Great Scott! What the devil are they doing?
The Ross Owen Show is sponsored by ddayhistorian.com, Airdrieonian Supporters Trust, and Osprey Global.
Black Sky Radio.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
My special guest today has cultivated a career spanning over 50 years as an award-winning actor, director, producer, writer, recording artist, and horseman. In 1966, he originated the role of Captain Kirk in the television series Star Trek. As a writer, William Shatner has authored almost 30 bestsellers. His latest book, Spirit of the Horse, A Celebration in Fact and Fable, was released this week, and here to tell us all about it is the man himself, William Shatner.
Ross Owen.
Welcome to the show.
No, thank you. This is all great. Good to talk to you. That 50 thing is a bit exaggerated. I think they put together a compendium of some books and called it a new book, but it's more like 28, 30, something like that.
I'm sorry, that's my accent. I actually did say 30. It's my
Did you say 30?
I did, it's just my accent.
Oh, my God, it sounded like 50.
Such a good start.
Yeah, you Scots are so, you exaggerate and then pull back because you say it's the accent. No, it's great. I love the Scottish accent. I was brought up on it, actually. I was born in Montreal, Canada, and there are a great many Scots who have made that their home, and it's familiar to me as mother's milk.
You know, it's funny because I was brought up in a town called Airdrie, and I believe there is an Airdrie in Alberta in Canada.
Yeah, well, there's some significance there, but the Scottish accent to me has always meant courage and bravery and fun. There's something about the Scottish accent to the Canadian, or and we're so similar to American, the North American psyche. There's something about the Scottish accent that is wonderfully familiar. Say love.
Love.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Now, let me chat to you about this book, Spirit of the Horse. It was released on Tuesday. It's available on Amazon.
Yes.
What was the appeal about horses that initially got you hooked as a young boy? Was it their beauty? Well, was the communication?
Yes, all of that. The kinetic motion. I rode a horse once as a 12-year-old. I had swabbed out some stables, and they allowed me to get. You know, I said, they said, "Have you had any experience?" Oh yes, I'd never been on a horse, and I got on a horse, and I had an affinity, and I galloped around, and must have closely killed myself, but then got off and never got on a horse again until midlife, when I could afford to buy one. And all that time, like during childhood, I never had a dog. Parents wouldn't let me have a dog. The moment I became single and was and moved out, I got myself a dog. I've never had, never been without a dog or several since then. So with horses, it was middle life before I had some land and I started running some horses. And through a series of interesting accidents with people, I found myself in Lexington, Kentucky, immersed in the horse world with American saddlebreds, American standardbreds, and American quarter horses. Not the thoroughbreds, not the running horses, but performance horses. And that's what I do. I compete a lot and in those three breeds.
Now, what's the difference between, say, an American saddlebred and a Tennessee walking horse?
That's an interesting question. And we're bedeviled, we saddlebred people, by that question. The Tennessee walking horse is a beautiful horse that is has endurance and ease of riding, a great mind. It's a sensational horse. But some trainers, in trying to achieve success, make the horse do gaits that they're not normally they would normally do. They do some of the training methods are awful, and to make them high step, they'll hurt the horse. The American saddlebred is a natural high stepper, and frequently people mistake the Tennessee walking horse and the saddlebred, the American saddlebred, as the same breed because they have the high neck, they're high stepping, and it's easy to mistake. It is a mistake. The American saddlebred is nothing like the Tennessee walker.
Right. Now, as part of my research for you coming on, I've been reading up a little bit on horses because I really don't know that much about them. But one thing that surprised me was learning that there's so many different types of saddles. The English saddle, the Australian saddle, the Western
yes.
saddle.
Well, there's a saddle for every discipline. There's a jumping saddle, there's a reining saddle, which is what I do. So I have reining, there's a dressage saddle, and the saddle places your body in the, suggests to your body the correct position. Jumping saddle has pads where you can lock your knees in, dressage saddle sets you up. The reining saddle allows you the freedom to put your legs forward, so part of reining a quarter horse is a sliding stop where you gallop down an arena 35, 40 miles an hour, and then you ask the horse to suddenly stop, and he plants his back legs, walks in front or trots in front, and slides 30, 40 yards.
Right.
And centrifugal force wants to put you over the horse's head, and your balance and your muscles and the saddle are keeping you on his back. So there are many different saddles according to the many different disciplines.
A friend of mine, she said, the Western saddle hurts like crap.
Well, that's interesting because the Western saddle's built for comfort for the guys who would be in a saddle all day long, so and maybe working at cattle. So there's a peg in the center of the saddle to which you tie a rope to work the cattle, but that saddle, the Western saddle, is built for comfort. Now, in addition to all that, there lurks in the horse a spirit and a soul. And people who become acquainted with and then fall in love with a horse need to learn that. Because most people look at a horse and say, what a beautiful animal, and not realize the personality, the needs, the love, the thoughts that are inside the horse. And once you become acquainted with the spirit of the horse, the soul of the horse, a whole different world opens up. And that's what my book is all about.
I read that you rode your own horse in Star Trek Generations. Is that true?
That's true. He's no longer alive. He died of old age some years ago. But he was a beautifully trained, I think he was a champion, Western pleasure horse, which means they walk, they jog, a very gentle jog. So it's a distance-consuming pace that doesn't tire the rider, or there's a lope, a gentle canter that also is you can sit easily and consume a lot of distance, which is what the whole idea of a Western pleasure horse. So yes, I had my own Western pleasure horse that I rode in the scenes that required it.
Now, next week, you'll be hosting your annual horse show, the Priceline.com Hollywood Charity Horse Show, sponsored by Wells Fargo, at the Los Angeles Equestrian Center in Burbank, California.
That's correct. It's actually a five-day horse show, and on Saturday of June 3rd, we have a big party, and we sell tickets, and people come, and Nancy Wilson will be singing for us in her new group. But it's a five-day horse show, and we raise our money at the party, and also those sponsors that you mentioned, Priceline.com and Wells Fargo, also give us money. But we also have a silent auction.
Yes.
And in that silent auction, there are many, many items that are unusual. Now, one of the most unusual is your Scottish brother, Sam Houghton, who autographed a shirt that is going for a lot of money, all because of his pheromones. we're raffling it off, and it is very, very popular. We're so grateful to Sam to giving us
a
shirt off his back.
He's such a lovely guy, and yes. Yeah,
he's a great guy. Indeed he is.
Now, it's maybe not commonly known, but horses actually bring great therapy to children, don't they?
A horse seems to have benefits for children who are handicapped, I hate that word, who are afflicted either emotionally or socially or physically. And these horses seem to help. And I've seen kids talk who couldn't talk before, walk.
My youngest son is 4 years old and he's autistic, and they said he would never speak. They told us he would never speak. But he regularly attends horse therapy, where he gets to groom and communicate with rescue ponies. And yes, the results have been so rewarding for my son and just a few...
Oh, Ross, I'm so glad to hear that. Now, let me tell you something else. I have interacted with autistic children in the past. Just recently, 2-3 days ago, I was in front of an audience, and a youngster, 10, 11 years old, got up, and his mother said, "Well, my son is autistic, but he wants to ask you a question." And this young man started to speak, and I said, "Do you mind if we talk about autism before you?" And he said, "No, I don't." And we started talking about autism. Ross, he started to speak to me in front of 1,000 people.
Oh my God.
I said, "Look at you. Look what you're doing." And the mother was crying, and the mother was trying to, make sure his son was all right. I said, "Tell your mother to go away. You're fine." And this autistic boy talked. They can be reached, and a horse is one way of doing it. I'm so glad to hear that your son has availed himself of that.
Yes, and just a few months ago, he called me daddy. So, yes, for the first time, and they said they would never speak.
Oh, my God, that must have brought tears to your eyes.
Oh, it certainly did.
And you know, I think many, many people have some trace of autism. That's what maybe shyness is all about. There's so many people that are shy. He leads his life. He's going to lead his life along his journey, and he's going to be fine. He's just going to be a character. He's just going to be who he is.
Absolutely, and it's really boosted his confidence. So yes, and a list of the charities who will benefit from your horse show are listed on the website as well, and horseshow.org. Now, can I ask you, for the benefit of anyone who's never been to a horse show before, what events can people expect to see?
Well, depending on the horse show that you go to, if it's a jumping show, obviously, you're going to see horses go over barriers. In Grand Prix, they go over 6 feet. In a Puissance, they may go 9 feet over a wall. In a reining horse show, you see these spectacular horses sliding to a stop, doing fast circles, slow circles, changing leads, doing rollbacks, and in a pattern so that people compete is to an exactness. And if you're not exactly turning exactly online, you get deducted points. So there's this competition is in Saddleburg and in Rainer's is one of being meticulous with a pattern. Saddlebreds are beautiful. They the ones that lift their legs the highest and have their noses tucked in and their heads high win the prize. Dressage is something else. So depending on the horse show you go to is what the excitement is, and you have to choose your horse show. But horses inherently are exciting. You don't know what they're going to do. They have their own mind. They have a jumping show, and the horse says, "Nah, I don't think I'll go over that." He stops. And right. Invariably, the rider goes over his head.
Yes, and it can be a very dangerous sport. I mean,
it is dangerous. I've broken legs 3 times.
Wow. Well, Mr. Shatner, thank you very much for your
pleasure
time today.
Is mine. I want to thank you for having me on. I want to thank Sam, who'll hear about it, for his autographed shirt. It's not the first time, and it's not going to be the last time we're going to ask. But a pleasure talking to you, Ross.
You too, sir.
Good luck to you and your family. And tell your audience to go to horseshow.org, and Spirit of the Horse is a book they'll enjoy reading.
Thank you very much, Mr. Shatner.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Ross Owen Show is sponsored by DDayHistorian.com, Airdrieonian Supporters Trust, and Osprey Global.
Black Sky Radio.